This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You know, it's funny. I'm going through my little bill in Missouri and the St. Louis area, and I see all this activity, and I'm like, wow, this is pretty busy. This was like a Thursday or a week ago or something, maybe. Maybe it was Friday. I honestly don't remember. But cruising along, and I just see all these people setting stuff. And then finally I start seeing the rainbow, which, of course, has become the symbol of gay pride, which it doesn't for me. It's a rainbow. I'm looking for a leprechaun or a Guatemalan midget at the end of the looking for the pot of gold, slugging it out with the little leprechaun. But the point is, I start seeing the activity, and it dawns on me, oh, it's gay pride for a weekend. Wow, ooh, gay pride. I forgot to ask if any of you went. Nikki Haley, ambassador to the UN, she said she and her son went to a gay pride parade, and they berated him. Them, both of them. She says it was horrible. I heard some Jewish people were heckled at a gay pride. And I'm thinking, really? The LGBT community, which is supposedly wanting everybody to accept them, now determines who they want in it. Have you thought about that? There was another event where the LGBT community didn't want heterosexual women there. It's like, why? Are they the enemy? Isn't that who, I mean, I'm just saying, the L of the LGBT, you would think they would want to see some choice ladies showing up at their event. It's like a guy, you know, a bunch of dudes going, no, we don't want that British, you know, the Swedish bikini team to show up at our events. Of course we want them there. But Kevin, they're gay. You never know. I mean, I will tell you, when you're 20 years old, 20 to 30 years old, and you, I'm just telling you, when you're out clubbing and all that, I'll just be blunt. I'm going to raise my hand. I've had friends that go by a gay club wondering, okay, is this girl going to not decide tonight she's not gay? I've seen guys try to get into those clubs. All I'm getting at is the gay folks, you know, seem to not be as accepting. Well, you guys are looking at me like I'm crazy. Maybe I am. Look, here's what I got to say about this from a conservative versus liberal perspective. If you have to march for your pride, you don't have any. You got a self-esteem problem. Gay pride. What? We're gay. Woo! We're very proud of it. Okay, great. Understand. What else are you proud of? You proud of your kids? Is the only thing you're proud about, gay people, I'm just curious here, is your sexuality. I mean, I've jokingly wanted to put together the not gay pride parade and say, we're here and we're not queer. Woohoo, look at us. We're heterosexuals. We're marching to talk about our sexuality. Yeah, that's who we are. Woohoo. It's silly to me. Oh, I get it at the big pit. Oh, Kevin, it's an acceptance of the gay people and the gay people. Whatever. Gay people have been around forever. And you know what's funny? It's the ones that it's the flamboyance of the LGBT community that actually turns people off. I know that there are people out there, oh, it's a squeaky wheel. That's the reason why we've gotten our rights. And maybe so. I won't argue that. But it's also the reason why people go, I can't stand you. Same reason why I look at the Congressional Black Circus clowns and I say, black people would be far better off in the world without those clowns. We would have more CEOs in the Fortune 500 ranks than without the Congressional Black Caucus. We would have geometrically, if not exponentially, more CEOs. I contend of the Fortune 100 CEOs, 25 to 30% of them would be black if we hadn't had leftism interfering. I say the same of gays. The gays go, oh, we have, this guy from Apple, who's their guy, Tim Cook. And he's the poster child of all, you know, he made it. Well, congratulations. But you know what Apple cares about? Is he really good at running the company, not who he sleeps with? And it's of no significance. I mean, it shouldn't be. We're at a time where this shouldn't matter. And I realize, don't misunderstand me, folks, on the conservative side of things, we still give gays quite a bit of grief. It's unfortunate because you're judging someone based on one character issue that you deem, you know, not good. And for the record, I do as well. I'm not for gaiety. I'm not. I think it's weird. But I'm sure they think I do things that are weird. So we're even. But I would never pick my friends based on that, or, you know, there are very few things that gay is going to rule my life. Very few things. So I'll give you an example. I have these adopted sons that are French because they came to live with me and my family when my son was in French immersion school. So we have four of them. And one of them came back to visit, and he's working at Disney, where he loves Disney. He worked at Disney Paris, and now he works here for a year. He's here in the States to work at Disney. And he's like, oh, I hope you guys can make it, you know, to see me, etc. Well, it turns out he's gay. We suspected he was gay when he lived with us, but it turns out he is, and he's met his love down in Orlando, etc. You think, oh my gosh, I can't go see him now. Oh, I can't believe he lived in my house. No. First of all, he's adopted in a sense because he comes over. They say, you know, here's your intern. We could pick him. Very quiet kid. But as nice as can be. And we suspected he was gay. It was no big deal. And then it turns out he went back to France for a couple of years, worked at Disney, came over here to do this internship with this whatever the job he's doing with Disney. And it turns out he's gay. You know what? Is there a disappointment? Not really. I'll be honest. It's not even really a disappointment. It's like if you're happy, dude, I'm happy for you. And I will tell you, I've watched staunch conservatives who said, oh man, my kid were gay, and then they find out their kids are gay, and they're like, well, you know, geez, they're just happy. That's conservatism. Conservatism says, be happy. Be genuinely happy. And I'm not going to go pee in somebody's punch bowl because their sexuality differs from mine. For all intents and purposes, I don't like half the girlfriends that, you know, my buddies, you know, had when we were growing up and stuff. But I dealt with it. So why can't I like his boyfriend? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about than just the gay issue, but I was just curious. Did anybody celebrate Pride? Because a lot of heterosexuals do go to the parade. Lots to talk about. Glad to be back across the pond.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com, and you can reach us by phone at 844-551-8255, 844-551-8255. What will the left do when Russia doesn't go their way? Think about how invested in that lie they are. It is so funny to watch. I mean, I can give you scenario after scenario where, let's say you're a kid and you threw a party, right? And your parents were out of town. And you got away with it. But your parents are starting to notice little things. Maybe the party got a little loud and the neighbors knew about it. And, you know, you don't know where the shoe is going to fall. So maybe there's a beer can left behind a plant or in a planter or a beer bottle between a sofa cushion. There's something you missed, and the parents are seeing little things that look different, a picture that's been tilted or whatever. Mom's very observant, and she's trying to figure. She's like, did you do something this weekend? No, Ma. It was a really quiet weekend, just me and old Rover here. You know, took him out. We threw the Frisbee. Well, the picture's tilted. Oh, yeah, the Frisbee hit the wall. Ah, okay. And then they find something else out. You're trying to keep them from talking to the neighbors. You need time to go by. They're like, hey, Bill, how you doing? Hey, Chuck. Hey, what's with all the sirens that were at your house over the weekend? And then you come over and ask, and you know, you ask that you get asked, well, what happened? What's this? Bill was telling me the sirens. Oh no, Dad, they thought they saw an intruder over at our neighbor's house. And so people, oh, okay. So you keep covering up. You get what I'm saying? You know, you get what I'm saying, right? You folks get what I'm saying. So you think that, you know, you're literally following in behind your parents going, I hope they don't talk to the neighbor across the street. I hope they don't talk to this. I hope they don't find out about this or that. And you're trying to remember where everything was and how it all fit together. That's how the left are right now with Russia. That's exactly, look, there have been so many lies told, so many stories made up, so many iterations to and derivatives of the Russia story that it's starting to get them. And that's why Rob Reiner said, it's an all-out war. And the more you try to explain, you know, no, look, we had nothing to do with the Russians. Oh, yeah, you did. The more vehemently they want you, you know, to make you believe that you're not going to get away with this. The lie to them has become the truth. And the fact is, nothing will come of Russia. I told you guys this. Rest assured, the only thing that will come of Russia is it's going to get the left in trouble. What did I tell you guys about Comey? If you were listening to the program, I told you, I said, Comey will testify. It will do nothing to Donald Trump. They've already put it all out there.
Donald Trump colluded. He was this person. It was Scaramucci. It was, you know, Paul Manafort. It was whatever. Notice Jared Kushner doesn't even come up anymore in conversation. I told you guys it's done.
The linkage, any potential linkage to Russia, to Donald Trump and Russia is gone, except that he buys vodka for his, you know, resorts. And I'm sure they'll figure that last one out, and maybe I just spilled the beans. That he's using Stoli is an OEM for, you know, they're putting Trump's name on Stoli, and he's going to find out he does have a deal with the Russians on vodka. Okay. But that's it. They're done. So the only thing that could come out of the Comey testimony was it's going to hurt leftists. You know who it hurt? Loretta Lynch. Now, the calls for her investigation are coming up, and here's what you can take some heart in. You can take some pride in. Leftists who were still hanging on the fence going, oh, man, this is Russia. When it finally comes out, oh, well, wait a minute. Loretta Lynch actually did try to influence an election. You know what else came out? And we talked about it, so it's not like it's a secret, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Donald Trump. Barack Obama knew about the Russian hacking on August the 13th, and he did nothing. And we played a clip the other day of Schiff, one of these congressmen, I don't know his first name, who cares? But he's now going, well, it was Barack Obama should have done more when he learned about the Russian hacking. Oh, really? No crap, Sherlock. So you've got that now. The president didn't do enough. It was so grave. It was such a big deal. It was an affront to our voting system and, you know, call it whatever you want. Our democracy, which we aren't a democracy. But all that was due to the fact that neglect of Barack Obama. I know, my thinking is a little fuzzy today, isn't it? I feel like I took some medication or something. I'm there. Don't misunderstand me. I'm completely here, but I feel a little fuzzy. It's okay. I'm good. I'm not going to pass out during the show. But I told you guys that Comey's testimony was going to do what it do, and it did exactly as I predicted. And it's not done, folks. It's going to circle back. We're going to talk about Podesta. We're going to talk about Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. And eventually, what's going to happen is the left is going to find out the Russian thing was a ruse. There were more obstruction in this election cycle by the Democrats than Republicans have tried to do for 50 elections. And this is just in one. And the good guys won for a reason. God saw it in his providence to say, you know what? This we cannot allow evil to flourish any longer in this country. But Rob Reiner wants you to believe you're evil. He's waging all-out war against you. But I come back to the question. What will the left do when Russia doesn't go their way? They stacked the deck, didn't they? They got their guy, Mueller, friend of Comey, friend of Obama, friend of the left. He stacked the deck with all of his leftist investigators who don't like Trump. Have you heard Trump complain? Where are they? Has anybody mentioned Mueller? I look for some details around what he's up to. He's in hiding. He's apparently looking. He's investigating. I don't know. He's whatever investigators do. He's doing it. You're not hearing a word. And you won't. Because the more Mueller investigates, the worse it is on the left. I ask you again, what will the left do when Russia doesn't go their way? I want you to think this through. What happens when that's all you have? What else did they try to get Trump on? He's a misogynist. All went away. I mean, they'll bring it back occasionally, but the biggest thing they fall back on is the Russian collusion. That is their atomic bomb. And it has no fuse. It has no uranium. So what are they going to do? Let me help you. Once these leftists, the ones that are on the fence, these ones hanging on like a hair on a biscuit, once they figure out that this was one big fat lie of the left, and in fact, it was a cover-up of the left, they're coming to join you. That's where this plays out. And you're going, Kevin, are you sure? I'm sure. That's what's going to happen. Because I'm going to tell you something. They have put a lot of energy into this, and they've got nothing. And I can tell you, the fallout's already starting to happen. We're going to talk about CNN when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program. program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
With Quicken Loans, the outdated and complicated mortgage process is a thing of the past. Our simple process helps you understand all the details so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage. Take your mortgage to the next level and call 800-QUICKEN or go completely online with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. No matter how you prefer to work with us, we've got what you need to get you through the mortgage process with ease. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance, now is the time. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Race Pimping. Get my book at racepimping.com if you want. If you like my smooth stylings, my radio stylings, you'll love the book. If you like the printed word. And I hope you do. I hope you get it. And I hope you give me feedback and go out on Amazon and give feedback on the book when you get out there as well. So, we've been talking about fake news and the proliferation of fake news. We've all seen it. You know it existed. No news there, is it? We used to trust the news. So, you know, rehash. We all know what's out there. And we're seeing it to a degree that I would venture to tell you, you never believed it. So let me give you an example. Kennedy is supposed to be retiring. He's 81 years old, I think. And knowing what I know about Justice Thomas, I'm like skeptical. I look at every news headline with skepticism. Every one. And in fact, I want to do a show about headlines, just what you see and what actually happens, like follow it. Kind of like these cop shows or where, you know, they're for first 48, they're searching for somebody, but you can't do the show because it takes a while. You know, you're doing one episode in an hour, but it took months for you to get the investigation done. I want to follow a story from the beginning to the end and then do an hour-long program and show how it was a lie. Maybe that's a show that I'll pitch to Fox. But because the fake news is practically all the news. Hillary Clinton was wonderful. She was in perfect health. She was the smartest lady ever, blah, blah, blah. And I want to go back and really profile her and say, here's a synopsis of Hillary Clinton, and psst, it was nothing. Only thing is it takes a lot of time to do those kind of shows. But you know what's the good news about fake news these days? It doesn't take you long to figure it out. We've been talking about the Russia thing. I talked about it last segment. And I ask a question, what happens when Russia disappears? It's no longer an issue. And Trump has been completely exonerated. Is he going to win over all the leftists? No. The leftists are crazy. They will kill for their ideology, as we've learned. So Trump's not going to win them all over, but he's going to win over a nice big segment of them. And the wheels are coming off the wagon of the Russia story. Do you guys know? We knew Russia was BS. When Trump came out, right at the when they announced it, and he goes, yeah, look, I have no, he goes, I don't have any holdings in Russia. I don't buy anything from, you know, I have nothing to do with Russia. I knew that was it. Because if Trump, he's the type of guy, if he goes, yeah, I get all my vodka from there, and occasionally I go over and hang out with Putin, he would have told you. Now, he couldn't speak for all the surrogates, but even their dealings were nothing. The left wanted to create, because they can create their own atmosphere around something, and they certainly tried. Boy, they, whoa, look at this, whoa, swirling all around. And they did it. And
as we begin to analyze it, at least as I analyze it, I went, you know what? This is going to backfire because, you know what? I keep saying, you know what? shut up. Anyway, as a trained thinker, I take things to the end. You know, one of the things that I've learned in doing this, and this is a helpful thing for you guys, go to the end of it. If you buy a company, take yourself to the end of it when you sell it. My grandfather never bought and sold companies, but he gave me one piece of advice. He said, well, one thing I have learned, and not through his own experience, but he says from listening to a lot of rich white folks that we worked for, says you buy it to sell it. You know, you build it to sell it is what he said. You build it to sell it. And he was talking about old white guys talking about their businesses, saying you build it to sell it. You may never sell it, but you build it to sell it. It's like your home. You build a home and you go, well, this is a beautiful home. But at some point, if you want to cash out of that home, you're going to have to sell it. So you're doing things inside of your home to improve it. And eventually, when you're ready to sell it, you go through and you say, what's the latest trends? And you go put all that stuff in because you're building it to sell it. So you got to play it out to the end. And the left didn't. They built the Russia scenario and they said, okay, once we've sold it, we're good. And that's the end of it. They didn't sell it. They sold it to a few surrogates, but they can't sell us. Nothing is going to dent Donald Trump's ratings with us or anything. I'm talking about as long as he does the normal things. He can't do crazy stuff, but he can do Donald Trump can tweet. He can be contentious. He can be quirky. And he's going to be fine with us. And eventually he's going to be fine with them because when this cracks, it's done. And it's already starting to crack. CNN. Well, I forget their title. Leader in news or whatever. But whatever it is, it's a lie. They become fake news central. And they know it. Tucker knows it. I think it's his name. Zucker. The CEO of CNN. He knows it. These guys they're horrible. And they had three journalists who resigned this week. Are you aware of this? Over a story that the network said was improperly vetted and should not have been published. They're finally holding themselves to a journalistic standard. The story claimed that Trump transition team member Anthony Scaramucci had met with a chief executive from a Russian investment bank a few days before Trump's inauguration. And it further said that the congressional officials were investigating whether Scaramucci met with Dmitriev, the bank official, about possibly relieving U.S. sanctions on the Russian Federation. Now, what's funny about all of this is, without even going into that type of detail, you could go right over to Podesta and you know exactly how he got paid by the Russians on behalf of Hillary Clinton, millions of dollars going to the Clinton Foundation, and they haven't said a word on the left. The average leftist has no knowledge of what I just told you. As ignorant as the day is long, my grandmother would say. And here we are talking about potentially this, that, or the other. So on June 22nd, 2017, CNN.com published a story connecting Anthony Scaramucci with investigations into the Russian Direct Investment Fund, the note reads. That story did not meet CNN's editorial standards and has been retracted. Links to the story have been disabled, and CNN apologizes to Mr. Scaramucci. Now, I'm asking you, what do you think is going? How many people do you think know that Mr. Scaramucci has been, you know, maligned by CNN reporters who tried to connect him to the Russians? They are still trying to connect Trump and anybody associated with him to the Russians. Now they had to retract a story and apologize to Scaramucci. What do you think is going to happen, people? When Donald Trump gets his retraction and they apologize, you think Scaramucci may not tweet? See, I don't know if he understands where things go and how things work around here. He may not tweet. But let me tell you, if CNN issues a retraction on anything that happens with Donald Trump, it's going to get tweeted. Now, for all I know, Trump's tweeting this one about Scaramucci. Anyway, the story cited only one source, and CNN said it had not been published with their normal editorial processes. They announced on Monday that the three journalists responsible for the story had resigned. I watched this show, and I forget the guy's name who plays the role. It's one of these, you know, boy band turned actor guys or something. But anyway, he plays the kid who was fabricating all these stories for an online magazine. And the editor starts fact-checking. They start taking him through the processes that they needed to do for editorial content. And it turned out his stories are fake. And it was funny. You got to watch the show because the guy says to him, and when he finally comes on to him, he gets really angry. And they thought that the new editor had come on and was just going after this kid. And he was like, I'm not just going after him. Something's not ringing true. And it is exactly the scenario here. Where somebody at CNN went, wait a minute, you got one source? This kid in this story, you'll know who I'm talking about if you find the story. But he had no source. His sources were all made up. It was easy to find out that he was lying. The same way it's easy to find out that this Russian connection is zero. But they're all in. And what it is they were all in editorially. I'm talking about the cabal of the media in the case of this kid. They wanted him to be successful because it reflected good on their publication. The left wants this Russia story to be successful, and they're willing to go to crazy extremes to try to make it successful, even though in their heart of hearts they know it isn't. So they fired three of these people, and then Brian Stelter, who's on CNN on the TV show, he lauds one of the men who resigned. Frank worked for USA Today and Newsweek for 3 decades pursuing investigations covering the Iraq War as an embedded reporter before coming to work at CNN. Well, I would say to you, Brian, if that's Frank's resume, you need to go check it, because I doubt if any of it's for real. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. So I saw a story where Miley Cyrus slammed Melania Trump, who, by the way, I think Melania Trump will do more for women than all the women of the last 20 years on the left. I firmly believe that. She's going to be universally loved. And she will represent, you know, it's funny. So you guys know I watch House of Cards, and the wife in House of Cards, who's played by Robin Wright, she is just as scandalous as her husband. Melania Trump has never wanted to be first lady. Never even dreamed of it. As far as she was concerned, she was first lady. The life of being a billionaire's wife made her first lady. And she just exudes first ladiness, if that's a word. She does to me anyway. But the left hate her, but she's going to do more for women than anybody in America. And I'm bringing this up because I'm going to be talking in a minute. I'm going to talk a little bit about feminism here for part of the show. But I look at Hillary Clinton, and nobody missed Hillary Clinton. In fact, it was surprising to me how many people in Paris were like, you know, who cares? She was not one of these people that was on the minds of people in Paris. But they know Melania Trump, and they don't see her as a political housewife. You know, political, one of these wives that is all in for, you know, watch these wives with their husbands. They're as much, it's like a military wife. If your husband is a sergeant major, you are a sergeant major's wife. That is your role. And you, people that have been in the military, they know what I'm talking about. A military wife is different than a regular wife. And the higher up the food chain, the more she's a military wife. A general's wife could run the operations. I'm just saying, she knows what's going on. Most of them do. They certainly know protocol and all that. I'm not going to say she can prosecute a war, but they know what they're doing. And so, I'm going to bring back in this, I think her name is Rajava. The lady that runs the Iranian resistance is a woman who should be looked at as a pioneering woman in the women's movement. This is a lady who is a Muslim woman who leads an opposition to a government. A Muslim government. And for those of you who say, Kevin, you sound like you're really, you know, starting to like the Muslims or whatever, the Muslim culture, I'm not. This lady, Ms. Rajavi, I think Rajavi. Anyway, she is leading the cause as a, and I don't want to say secular Muslim, she's a Muslim who says women need to be treated equally in this religion. She's leading a revolution, folks, and fighting to get her country back. And we have leftists over here that think Hillary Clinton and Debbie Wasserman Schultz are great leaders of women. It's like, and you don't even get started. We talked about this young Korean girl who watched a woman get shot because she was watching a Hollywood love story. And Hillary Clinton says, oh, you're making so much progress for women. When they're going over there doing that, when they're doing what this lady that runs the Iranian resistance is doing, then you can get back with me. But until then, shut up. It's women like Melania Trump who are going to help young girls get back on track. And I'm not saying there's male and female things. I don't care if a girl wants to be a football player. If she can hit harder than, you know, I don't know, run faster than Bo Jackson and can get through a line, go for it. I just don't think it's that big of, I don't think it's going to happen. I'll just go out there on a line. If there's a team that puts a woman in the spot of a man, they're doing it just for shiggles because there's a dude who's stronger. I talked to a hardcore feminist. He plays football for a team in D.C., like a pro women's football team. And she said, I can tell you flat out that a man can do my job better than I can do it. He's a hardcore feminist. Her name is Jamila. Anyway, all of this to tell you that Miley Cyrus slammed Melania Trump because leftists have no moral compass. And it reminded me, when I heard the story, it reminded me when Elizabeth Warren called leftist women nasty girls. And I thought to myself, you nailed it. That's what they are. Now, as a young man growing up, thank God for the nasty girls, right? I mean, there are many guys going, yeah, it's like the girls that want to date the bad boy. Well, they're the guys that want to find the nasty girl. Let's just be honest, conservatives, okay? And you know what? There are some women who are conservatives today who are raising their children right and blah, blah, blah. You might have been the nasty girl. Don't feel bad. I get it. You're dealing with the issues of, oh yeah, I was pretty loose in college or whatever. Okay. There. You feel better? Because we get it. Different people, different strokes for different folks, as they say. But once you grow up, you enter the real world, you go, you know what? Some of these behaviors I have are not exactly right. Same with the guys. The ones that were chasing nasty girls. Would you tell... I'll put it to you this way. Let's make it easier for all of us. Because I know you're struggling with this topic right now. I can feel it. So let me make it easy. Would you tell your son, hey, go date the nasty girl? The answer is probably no. You understand if he finds himself with a nasty girl from time to time, but you don't want him marrying her or whatever. And if you are a nasty girl, you finally go, you know what? That's not marrying material. So I'm gonna change things up a bit. So good. That's what you should do. Because you got to enter the real world at some time. Yeah, I think the Bible says when I was a child, I had my childish ways. When I became an adult, I let go of my childish ways. But anyway, so Miley Cyrus on Instagram goes after Melania Trump. And she was showing her support for her brother's first runway show. And she slammed fashion designers Dolce and Gabbana for their support of the First Lady. But her uncontrollable leftist rant may have cost her brother his career, because the Dolce, I believe, or one of them, Dolce or Gabbana, got upset and says, ignorant. Stefano Gabbana. He says, ignorant for your stupid comment, never more work with him. And I thought to myself, way to go, Gabbana. Show these leftists who's boss. And you guys know that part of this is, you know, so they didn't want to, people that didn't want to do Melania's wardrobe and all that. But Gabbana has been vocal about conservative values, Italian family values, saying the only family is the traditional one. Yep, that's what he told an Italian magazine. Now, the fashion line had been ridiculed by the left earlier in the year, and they ignored leftist designers that were, you know, telling them, you shouldn't be doing things for Melania Trump. And I got to tell you, smartest move those guys could have made to just ignore it and say, I will tell you this. I said it before. I'll say it again. If I had the opportunity to dress Melania Trump, I know nothing about fashion. I'd take it. I'd try to learn. I'm just saying, you'd be crazy to reject that. I mean, what designers wouldn't dream of designing an outfit for such a woman, a model turned mother, wife, and first lady? And you can bet, folks, there are many of these designers that wanted to step up, that they were afraid of the leftist backlash. When do we finally get beyond this? How ignorant of those who didn't step up, too fearful to step out of their comfort zone of ignorance. And if one of these ingenues had taken a stance, it would have launched their career. If they had just said, I don't care what you think, I'm going to do it. And I'm sure, you know, I don't follow fashion, you know. Okay, I was in the fashion Paris district for a little bit. Paris fashion district. What did I say? See, I'm still punchy. I'm still jet lagged. No, I wasn't over in the fashion district. Le Moulin Rouge. But I'm just telling you, as a new designer, are you kidding? I would have stepped up so fast if I knew anything about design. Melania, please, Miss First Lady Melania, please let me do it. Please, please, please. I mean, see, they succumb to the idea, this false idea, that America hates the Trump family. I was telling some Europeans this. I said, don't believe this hype, folks. The Trumps are more loved than you're ever going to learn from the media. And just understand that.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.